Herzlich willkommen zum Retten-Podcast aus der Rubrik First Aid for Your English. Den englischen und deutschen Text finden Sie in der aktuellen Ausgabe von Retten, das Fachmagazin für den Rettungsdienst.
I can't catch my breath. Emergency call. It's Sunday afternoon, a quiet shift. Thomas Meyerhof and Alexander Haupter are just making themselves comfortable in front of the television when the emergency call comes in. Patient with acute breathing difficulties at the Forest Sports Ground. The emergency doctor has been alerted. Situation at the scene. The groundskeeper meets the two rescue workers and leads them to a young man, approximately 25 years old, who is surrounded by his teammates. That's the captain, Tom, explains the groundkeeper. Meyerhof kneels down to the patient, who is crouching on the ground. Hello, my name is Meyerhof. What's the problem?
I can't catch my breath, gasps Tom.
His breathing is fast and deep. His hands are cramped. His skin color is normal. There is no cyanosis to indicate a lack of oxygen. Asking for information. Can anyone tell me exactly what happened? Meyerhof asks the bystanders, trying to get some information quickly.
Tom missed a penalty and suddenly he couldn't breathe anymore, one teammate answers.
Meyerhof turns to the patient.
Tom, you don't have to speak. It's enough when you nod or shake your head. Do you have any chronic illnesses?
Tom answers by shaking his head.
Has this ever happened before?
Again, he shakes his head. While Meyerhof is taking his medical history, Haupter has put an oxygen mask on the patient.
Slowly, Meyerhof instructs his colleague, 5 liters per minute should be enough. I think I know what the problem is.
Vital signs examination. Meyerhof checks Tom's pulse and blood pressure. At 135 to 90 millimeters per mercury, nothing unusual. His pulse is a little raised with a frequency of 100 per minute, but it is regular and palpable. The blood oxygen saturation level of 98% is ideal. To finish the examination, Meyerhof has passed the stethoscope.
Don't worry, I'm just going to listen to your lungs, says Meyerhof.
The auscultation produces no results. The breathing sounds are the same on both sides, and there are no other adventitious sounds. Differential diagnosis.
Tom, apart from the breathing difficulties, do you have any other problems?
Tom points to his lips.
I've got this tingling feeling in my lips, and my hands are cramped.
Meyerhof looks at Haupter knowingly.
You can turn off the oxygen and cancel the emergency doctor. We'll bring him back to the changing room and take care of him there.
While Haupter calls the dispatch center, Meyerhof calms the patient down and instructs him.
Breathe calmly, slowly, and with shallow breaths if possible. He removes the rubber valve from the oxygen mask and uses it as a hyperventilation mask.
The right therapy. The rescue workers carry Tom to the changing rooms on a stretcher. As they get there, he's already starting to feel better. In the next 20 minutes, Meyerhof and Haupter calm him down further and guide him to breathe slowly and more comfortably. Once he is feeling better, Meyerhof talks to him about his suspicion.
Tom, I don't think that your problems were caused by a medical condition. I think they were the result of a massive psychological burden.
Tom is skeptical at first, but then admits that as team captain, he is feeling under pressure at the moment because the team is threatened with relegation. As the situation is very uncomfortable for Tom, Haupter offers to talk to his teammates. After the situation is explained to the team, Haupter and Meyerhof return to the ambulance station.
On the way back, the two rescue workers talk about the possible differential diagnosis. For an asthma attack or a pulmonary edema, the typical adventitious breathing sounds were missing. In addition to that, the patient had no cyanosis and his blood oxygen level was excellent.
Remember, in case of hyperventilation, the Venturi mask can also be used to inhale CO2. Removing the rubber valve allows the patient's exhaled air to reach the oxygen reservoir and it can then be inhaled repeatedly. This modified oxygen mask is often more accepted by patients than a plastic or paper bag.
Der Text stammt von Rico Kuhnke und Steven Dotz, Gesprochen wurde er von Nina Ospelt. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören und bis zum nächsten Mal. Ihre Rettenredaktion.